I'm Bill Littlefield. In Glasgow, Scotland, 2 months ago, a 42-year-old boxer from Liverpool, England, fought for the WBF Cruiserweight World title. Tony Moran's journey to that match took him through a karate dojo, a mixed martial arts cage, and a homeless center. He tells his story now in his own words.
I had this fierce desire to make something of my life. Not for egotistical reasons, don't mean it like that. Because I could see how unhappy my parents were, and I had this feeling that I needed to do something to help them as well. I lived in quite a rough neighbourhood. Not a lot of life opportunities, so to speak. If I was lucky, I would have ended up in a very menial job, earning a very menial wage, and not having much of a life to look forward to. I wasn't a kid who was fighting on the streets. I wasn't a rough and ready type kid. I was just a gentle, nice guy. And then I went into a karate dojo at the age of 13 and found out that I had a skill for fighting. And I held on to it with dear life. I never let go. I just knew intuitively it was going to lead somewhere better than where I was, because where I was nowhere. I realised I had a lot of power in my techniques, even though I was a skinny, tall kid. Within a year, I won my first British karate title. I defended it every year consecutively from the age of 14 to 26, and I never lost it once. That's not bad for a boy who didn't know how to fight in the beginning. I didn't take up boxing until I was 28 years of age. Karate and boxing are very different in terms of the sporting context. But I just knew I could fight, and I knew I had a gift for fighting. And I wanted to take that onto a bigger stage, and in my mind, boxing was the next big stage. I virtually got laughed out of every boxing gym, boxing manager's office, promoter, coach. No one would take me seriously. I used to work 3 jobs. I was putting in, on average, 80 to 100-hour weeks. I was running a martial arts club myself. I was working security on nightclubs. I was working in homeless centres. I would go to a night shift. I would deal with some really difficult situations, violent situations, stressful situations throughout that night. Then I would have to go to the gym, maybe spar with a high-level professional. Then I'd engage in the gym work that was necessary to be prepared for fights. Then I'd maybe get a little bit of sleep, a few hours here, a few hours there. Go for a run and repeat the process, like Groundhog Day. Within 2 years, I was fighting for the British and Commonwealth titles, ranked in the top 10 in the UK. I fought for the world title 2006, that would have been. And after the fought for that world title and I lost, I thought, I'm having a child now. This is probably too much now. So I decided at that point to stop the boxing. I was 34. And then after a few months after the baby was born, I started getting bored, so I decided to go to a gym called the Wolf Slayer, which is quite a famous MMA gym close to Liverpool. I just wanted to learn stuff. I didn't want to fight again in my mind at that point. But after developing so well and so quickly there and seeing people earn a lot of money in the UFC and stuff, I started realising I could have a future in that also. Started competing, started going fantastically well, but I wasn't respectful of the fact that my life was still even more difficult than it was, because now I had children to contend with, as well as the 3 jobs and as well as a fight. Yeah. It caused probably relationship problems. It caused problems within my own sort of stress levels, and I just had no, I had to do something inside that wouldn't allow me to stop. The reason for me being homeless is one of simple economics. I'd suffered a breakup 3 years ago. I can't afford to run 2 homes on 1 wage. I still see my place as the provider. So I'm providing all the same resources, but I just couldn't live in that home. I was in work Christmas Day doing a shift, and I had nowhere to go that night because it was Christmas night. I didn't want to intrude on other people's family time. So that first night was the first night that I stayed in strange surroundings. When I say strange surroundings, it was my workplace, but it was the laundry room of my workplace. And I had nowhere else to go, effectively. And I had to go down the stairs and basically sleep on the laundry room floor Christmas night. Thinking back now, it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. I was in this dark place thinking, how's this happened? How have I ended up here? I've worked so hard to get out of this. and I've ended up in the worst position I've ever been in. It was quite shocking at the time. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about fighting at the time. I was lost in my own drama and my own stress and my own worries and my own everything. I was just lost. Due to that breakup, I'm suffering then quite badly with depression and stuff like that. And I realised that I had to get back to the old me, and fighting was what all I knew. And that was something positive in my life, so I dusted off the cobwebs and took a fight against a very high-level opponent. When I got to that fight, which was very proud of myself for actually getting back, I got my skull fractured in the cage during the fight, a bit like Million Dollar Baby, but in an MMA cage. And then I went on a deeper decline into depression after that, because the thing I loved most, which what I was holding on to, is my only life belt, had been taken away. Got a beautiful partner in my life now who helped me get out, just through love and through care and through attention. And then I found health. I found my health, which is the most abundant thing I've ever found. I was always fit. I've been super fit all my life, but I was never healthy. I started getting healthy. I started getting my vitality back. I started getting my energy back. I started getting my zest for life and competition back. So I went to a friend's gym. I've known this man a long time. I didn't know he was coaching fighters, but it turns out he was an old friend, but it turns out he was also an amazing coach of boxing. And he started giving me tips and giving me tutelage on the correct formula for boxing skill. And he started to develop me in the gym. There was no intention to fight at the time again. But I started realising that this man was the missing link in my fight career. I'd never had a coach who stood by me. Within 2 years, it took me from a virtual novice who was fighting for major titles to a skilled fighter fighting for major titles and winning them. The week of the fight, the world title fight, I was staying in a guy's apartment temporarily, and I was working on a nightclub in the city centre of Liverpool, and I got two calls within an hour on the Wednesday before the fight. The fight was on the Saturday. I got told my accommodation was finished and my job was over. So I had to deal with those sort of issues. But no, I went in there with total and utter determination to win. And I won the fight convincingly, and even the judges had to score it convincingly because it was so clear. The belt was the thing that cemented the journey. It's opened doors for me, and I've established a new life as a personal trainer, and it's the best thing I've ever done, I think. It's a good story for people to listen to because it's triumph through adversity. Now I'm with the partner that I love, going forward in life, looking to get a home in the near future. I can't wait. I'm desperate for my own base now, my own cupboard to put my own clothes in, my own cupboard to put my own food in. I'm seeing my kids regular. Life's good. I'm happy. I'm moving forward in the most abundance of ways, and it's great. I'm loving life. I hope you can hear it in my voice.
Tony Moran is now running a personal training service for children and adults in Liverpool. He has no more fights scheduled, but he's not ruling out the possibility of a return to the ring.